So to start with, if you can just sit comfortably and you're welcome to either close your eyes or turn your gaze inwardly. And welcome yourself, welcome your experience without any expectation. Without any conditions, without any judgments. Simply be this welcoming presence. Whatever sensations appear to you, whatever thoughts, perceptions appear to you, simply be. It is so lovely to just be restful, resting presence without any need to know what you are, without the need to figure anything out. Presence is peace. Universal peace that we know as simply being. Not being somebody. Not being someone good or bad, but the simplicity of being, the ease, effortless being. Which is not trying to improve itself. Or to solve any problems. There is no separation in presence. There is no separation in being. There is no me and you. It's just peace and love and tranquility. No effort. It is this awareness, the reality which hears these words effortlessly. Is this presence, this being, beingness, which we are, and we've always been. It is within this effortless presence that sounds appear, thoughts appear, bodily sensations appear. Within this transparent presence, and this presence, this awareness is always there, does not come and go, in spite of appearances appear and disappear. Presence, being, neither appears nor disappears. Which we refer to as I am, the amness. And this amness knows it is. I am, and I know that I am. They go hand in hand. There is no disturbance in the ocean. It is the mind that may say, this is disturbing or that is disturbing. But presence, awareness is not disturbed and not disturbable. It is only upon identifying yourself, meaning only upon identifying awareness as being a separate limited entity, only upon believing yourself to be a body-mind, will you experience the sense of limitation as a bodily sensation, as a feeling. You will experience the sense of lack, the fear of ending, as feelings and thoughts and bodily sensations. But that which perceives the bodily sensation is not a sensation. That which perceives thunder is not a thunder. It's pure, tranquil, aware presence, which perceives feelings and emotions. And the feelings and the emotions are the result of your identification. Identifying yourself as a woman, mother, a father, a particular body-mind. Identifying yourself with certain images. It is awareness, consciousness, which is identifying itself. You, consciousness. Identify yourself as a limited form. When you experience disturbance, immediately. As soon as you identify yourself as somebody, you will experience yourself existing as a limited entity in time and space, with personal worries and personal concerns and hopes and regrets. The mind becomes confused by the belief that it is somebody. It struggles internally, struggles with itself. But this struggle is just a mind, a body-mind impression, dreamlike, which has nothing to do with you. Because you are not an entity, in spite of the body having particular characteristics and particular limitations. These characteristics and limitations do not apply to you. So it is you as consciousness that creates a sense of limitation, creates inner demons and inner angels, all of which are fiction, the illusion occurring in the mind. These inner battles of identity, they're like waves in the ocean, and clouds in the sky. The ocean is unaffected, except when you identify yourself with particular waves. Then you experience the impression that something is happening to you, you the ocean. You start to experience worries and concerns about that which you imagine yourself to be. But that which you imagine yourself to be is not that which you are. no matter what you imagine yourself to be. You don't need it. You don't need to know what you are. It is sufficient to be clear that I am. I know that I am. I being the reality which perceives, not I being something which you believe yourself to be. So you can invite yourself to remain unknowing, to be unknowing, to be not knowing of that which you are. And completely clear that I am, I being, reality, being. And to live as best you can according to this new understanding.